When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
It's a big week when RHAP is on the road in Chicago. Check out my live show from Chicago. That's going to be up on Thursday, Wednesday night. Shannon Gus is going to be live with you with Kelly Wentworth after Survivor. And we preview the Dondi finale with Deal or No Deal Island host Joe Manganiello, all right here on RHAP. We know reality TV.
Hi, I'm Sasha.
And I'm Lavina.
And this is Mess Magnets. We're back, baby.
Yay. I'm back.
We made it. I know, Lavina's back. I know y'all missed her, because I did.
I'm home. Like, every time I say this, or every time I come on here, I'm like, I'm home.
But it's true. No, because I was like, Kirsten, so for folks that don't know, Kirsten obviously isn't here because we're doing a little holiday break for each other. So she'll be off this week. I'm going to Japan next week. So she'll be with another guest. So we decided, listen, we got to be, you know, equal opportunity when we do vacation. So that's why Lavina's here. And, you know, send Kirsten good vibes. She deserves a break. She's been working hard on many podcasts. And I said, okay, let me like think about who I should ask. And then I said, no, I'm just going to ask Lavina because it's just always so fun.
Well, we're always like shooting the shit anyways.
Exactly.
So it's just like in the middle of it, you're like, hey, want to record tomorrow or Thursday or whatever? Like whenever you ask me, I'm like, well, yeah, duh, I'm here.
I know. I literally was like, listen, it's just so much fun. So whatever. I know the messengers also love you, I'm sure. So it's always a treat when you're on. And thank you. Thank you for saying yes. We really appreciate it.
Oh my God. This is literally just like our like daily conversations anyways, just recorded. Yeah.
Yeah. So you're all welcome. Oh my God. But yes, also before we get started, we are at 370 reviews. Can we get 30 more? You know, let's get to 400 before the oops all anonymous. I didn't tell you, Lavina, who we're bringing, but I'm going to put it in the chat. Okay. It'll be a surprise, obviously, for everyone else. But this is who I have locked in.
Okay, that's a live reaction. Okay, this is going to be so fun. I can't wait. Oh my God.
Yes. So our guest will be coming. Don't worry, everyone. They've already said yes. Get excited. Okay.
Yes. So I know I am.
Hopefully we can get 30 more. Right. Listen, you're going to see your family next week or your friends or a chosen family, whatever that may mean. And if you are, just get the phone. All right.
I was just going to say, grab the phone. You don't need to ask them, you know, just say, hey, want to take a selfie? Want to take a cute pic? Take your cute pic. Then hop on the podcast app or whatever, wherever you listen to podcasts and rate.
Yep. 1000%. We're doing it. And listen, iPhone already has Apple Podcasts built in.
It's so easy to do.
So easy. All right. So just help us out. That's all I'm saying. But with that, Lavina, I think we have a lot of like silly, fun, irritating in a good way mess that we got to get to.
These are great adjectives. Right? Like, I like this.
Yeah. Cause I was like, what are we going to talk about? So first and foremost, as soon as I texted you, you said we have to talk Z-Way and George Santos. Correct.
Yeah, I watched that right when it came out, and I I have like varying is that the word? Varying thoughts about it.
Yeah, I agree. I think let's start at the start. So Z-Way, for folks that don't know, maybe is a comedian, and she's famous for her like satire and that approach to like grilling controversial celebrities. That's like a thing she does. She had a show on Showtime. They canceled it, losers. And I know we've talked about her on this show before. So if maybe you didn't hear it before, but Z-Way is amazing. Would recommend her interviews. They're all over. Clips are all over YouTube. And she, then I think, was it a joke or not? You know, but she ends up tweeting at George Santos, which, you know, we have a good amount of international fans. So let me tell y'all who the hell this loser is. He is a Republican congressman in the House of Representatives, which, again, he's a politician, all you need to know, from New York. And the biggest fraudster ever.
Yeah. Like, he for some reason... So when he first came on the scene, it was like earlier this year. It was like January around then, right?
Yeah, he just got elected like a year ago.
Yeah.
Not even, but like I think January. Yeah, so it will be a year in January, I believe.
Didn't even last a year. And he like hit the Twitter streets because people were like discovering that. So he would say like things that are obviously, you know, anti-gay, anti-trans, and all this kind of stuff, like gender, there's only two genders, that kind of thing, while being gay and a Republican. And so people were clearly like, what is this? Like, why is this person's wanting attention, this, that, and the other. So actually, and like, Sasha, tell me if you think I'm wrong in this. I feel like people did not like him at all. And I still think that they don't like him, but for some reason, ever since all this happened and they were like discovering that he had done drag in the past while speaking ill of like drag and like trans people and that kind of thing, you know, those things and stuff. But they were like, I feel like people suddenly have adopted him on Twitter as like an icon.
Yeah, 100%. I agree with you. I believe that has happened.
It's strange to see that. And he's really gripping onto this. And I personally don't think that the Z-Way interview helped that.
Yeah. And there's a moment in the interview where she's like, how do you go away? And he goes, stop giving me a platform. Oh, he gagged. He gagged us
right.
All.
He's right.
Yeah, and she didn't know what to say. Like, she just looked at him.
Yeah, I think she thought that this whole sit down was just going to be like, all right, I've got the upper hand, which she does, to be fair.
She does, yeah.
She's got that upper hand. She's very quick-witted. Like, I almost just cursed. Absolutely hilarious. Like,
it's fine. Oh, my God.
But, you know, like, he's right. Like, as soon as it happened, when he was... they voted him out, right? Or whatever.
Yes. Yeah. So he got expelled.
Yeah.
Because the House Ethics Committee finally decided to come together and was like, oh, a guy that says like he's Jewish when he's not. Ugh. And like, I think he said someone in his family or some people in his family were Holocaust survivors. Lies. And that they escaped another thing, like, fraudster, everything. But they got him on 23 felony charges.
Girl, because he was like spending money on OnlyFans and
spending designers. Campaign money.
Yep. That's a big distinction.
Yes. Because, you know, you can be rich independently and do whatever the hell you want. But sounds like allegedly, there was wire fraud, money laundering, and theft of public funds, and making, of course, false statements to the House. This, like, he is trash.
He is a cartoon character. And I feel like people like this, like, are just looking for attention, because people that say things like, I'm Jewish, or I, like, my family survived the Holocaust, but then, you know, like you said, they didn't find that, like, that was not true or something like that. And then saying things like, oh, there's only two genders. Oh, and that wasn't me doing drag. And then switching up and saying, well, that was one day. That was like one night I was experimenting. Suddenly it's you now. Or getting into a fight with Trixie Mattel on Twitter and saying things like, I wouldn't have bombed Snatch Game like that. Like, girl, like, that's not, this is what I mean. Like, I just like can't take it seriously. It's like a person that's looking for attention. And suddenly, like at first, people were like, okay, what's going on here?
Yeah.
And then they ignored him for a while, at least on my social media pages. But then he has like a resurgence now. And they're just like, oh, this guy's funny. Like, we're going to die. He's an icon. And like,
that's the
posting
problem.
His photos and stuff.
Yeah. It's the reverse Donald Trump effect, right? Where Donald Trump was like, oh, this like crackhead type personality that, you know, you'd like, okay, uncle, right? Like that crazy uncle. And then he became president. And then you're like, oh my God, this is like the devil. This is that opposite effect of everyone's like, well, now that he can't, you know, he's not in charge and can't like affect our livelihood. Apparently this is funny. It's not, because he, in the Z-Way interview, talks about how he wants to run again.
And like, who's to say he's going to make it far? He's not, but you're still, anyone can have a platform these days.
Yes.
You're platforming him. You're platforming a person who just days before getting expelled from House of Representatives, whatever. I'm not great with politics stuff, you guys.
Yeah.
Like getting expelled from that was posting a video of him saying, there's two genders here. And he was like pointing to like a board, like whatever. And people were reposting it like as a meme. And I get that, you know, there's a lot to say about like people in the LGBTQ plus community reclaiming, you know, things like that and making it a meme. I'm fully behind that. But to like, I don't know, I just feel like it's going too far. Like, we're giving him a platform that he doesn't deserve. Like, end the 15 minutes, you know?
That's the thing. I feel like now that he's expelled, let's just leave him behind.
Right.
But the interview was funny because I think, unfortunately, he's messy and he gives good sound bites. Like, that is objectively true. And that's what makes, I think that's why, I don't know about you, Lavina, but I feel irritated because I was like, oh, like here we are talking about him, because like, it was a good interview.
And he answered those questions.
Yes.
Girl. Like some
that's
of them was
I'm
like,
saying.
She did like gag him a few times. For sure.
Oh, 100%.
Like she's going to do it Z-Way. Like we know, like I said earlier, she's so funny and like she's quick witted, mm-hmm. but I would argue, gagged her the most by the whole, like, well, you keep calling me for these interviews thing.
Yep.
That's the gag of the interview.
100%. And again, it could be edited to look a certain way, right? Like, I know, again, Chicken Shop Date, like, that's she talks a lot. Amelia talks about how she edits it to ramp up the awkwardness, because that's the whole bit. So, and I'm sure that's what happened here, but still, it's just so funny because it's a like almost 18 minutes long video. So very short. And it starts with like Z-Way being like, oh, the jokester and a national joke are sitting together, right? For a cringe filled conversation, blah, blah, blah. And he starts immediately while he's getting his makeup done being like, hey, can we like chill out on the DOJ stuff? Like the Department of Justice, like that he's been indicted for. And she's like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, like the edits, like those kinds of edits, mm-hmm. like the stuff, the things that they choose, what they choose to keep in and what they choose to take out kind of a thing. And like the edits of the long pauses and staring at each other and the intense music, like that's for comedic relief, you know? Like I think this is purely entertainment, purely the entertainment factor of it all.
And people elected this person. Like, I want to make that very clear.
Yeah.
And then there were a few highlights I wanted to talk about. And of course, like, feel free to, you know, add your own if I missed any. But of course, you know, it starts and they're like chatting. And then I love that he just goes, all politicians, they're all frauds. Every single one of them. And then he just goes, again, he's not wrong.
No.
And he goes in on them and he's like, I'm 35. They're all in their 50s. I'll outlive them. And then looks in a camera, each and every last one of them.
Like, I understand why, like, you know, Twitter, like gay Twitter and like all these places are like clipping this off, it's funny. I totally understand. But like, ultimately, like, let's let it die from here. You know?
Yeah, it's hilarious. Then, of course, he refused to tell his husband's name. And he talked about like Botox. And this is where the drag queen conversation comes up, because he's like, I did it for one day, liar. When I was 18 years old, I wear far more makeup today. Like, he's so cracked.
I saw those lashes in that photo, girl. That's like not that, more makeup than today.
Thank you. Like, be so for real. And then he still was like, no, drag queens are fine. Just not for kids. Just they shouldn't be reading to kids, because apparently reading is a problem.
If you look a certain way, you can't read to my child or be near my child. Girl. Unless you are
a literal pedophile. Like,
of course. Of course. I was watching a Trixie Mattel video one time. Mm-hmm. And she was going over like some kind of like drag ban conversation.
Yeah.
She was saying how like it's crazy how these people think that drag queens are like after children and whatnot, when in reality, like almost like all of us want nothing to do with your kids. Like, we hate your kids. Like, stay away from
them. Yeah.
We want them to stay away from our events. And, you know, like, they don't want anything to do with it. So it's literally just made out of thin air.
And no offense, but a lot of these people that claim they want to, quote unquote, save the kids get caught up in these scandals.
Clock it.
So. Clock it. Just be so for real. That's what I have to say about it. And it's whatever. I'm not a parent, but like, F off, people. And let the parents decide what they want to do for their kids. They don't have to send their kids to drag, you know, story hour if they don't want to. Fine.
No,
you don't get to decide.
Absolutely. No one is saying like, I'm going to take my kid to a bar at a nightclub and watch a drag show that's like sexual. I know for a fact that drag queens have specific days and sets where they have like certain age ranges. Like, some of them can be for kids if it's like a sing along or a musical type of theme. But you're going to sit here and convince me that all these parents were all doomed because all these parents are taking their kids to these like sexualized drag shows where they're like, you know, doing like strip teases and stuff like that. Like, that's not happening. I don't want to like hear that. It's just not.
And then blame the parent for taking the kids to that instead of
if they are, you know, which they're not.
Exactly. And then this is what killed me. Ziwa goes, can you define empathy?
She's like, you're a sociopath.
Yeah, she literally said, so that makes you a sociopath. He couldn't, like, how can you not define empathy? Just make up something and you'll probably be close.
If it's something that you've never experienced, well,
that's true.
It's going to be difficult for you to even make something up about it.
No, she or got like, his ass so bad.
Or like emulate something you've seen in media if you've never experienced it.
You know what? That's how you know. This is why he got caught, because you're not good at being a con man.
Right.
Because if you were a good con man, you could talk about empathy. And he was like, I couldn't define it.
Right.
Have some shame. An ounce.
He has no shame. He's on Cameo.
That's true.
And the people that are ordering them have no shame.
Stop getting cameos from him. That's weird, y'all.
Like, you guys are funding his designer
Hermes collection.
Yeah. Oh, the way that he was like, oh, is that an Hermes? What did he say? He was like, was that a, yeah, I think he said like, is that a Birkin? And he was like, no, it's
not. And then Z-Way just like, was like, so you don't buy stuff with your like campaign money. And he's like, I don't even own anything Hermes. Well, besides the perfume. And then this bracelet, too.
Oh, I just happened to forget about that bracelet that's just attached to my arm at all times.
Right? Yeah. And then my favorite, and then it just keeps going, y'all. Because then he goes, well, this Hermes bracelet, but you know, my husband bought it for me. And Z-Way was like, oh, your husband, the United States of America.
Ah! Okay, that really got me.
So good.
But like, why was he not wanting to give? Because like, he gave his husband's first name, which I forgot. But then,
yeah, me too.
But then she, I mean, no, it's okay. Like, I remember she said, what's his last name? And he was like, I'm not going to tell you. And she goes, well, if you had said Santos, it would have been less weird than what you just said. It's like, why? Why did he not even want to say, like, why is he being weird? Why is everything he says, I think, like, that's so calculated?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I think it's calculated. He does it on purpose. Because now, guess what? Here we are, you know, with our clown noses on, being like,
talking about him.
Let me talk about the husband, right? Because you're just so enthralled by what the heck is going on.
You know what? Let me address this, because I realized we're like, I'm like, well, you know, he's right about the whole thing. Like, you shouldn't give me opportunities to talk on any platform or whatever. Like, that's why I'm not going away. And yet here we are talking about it. But to be fair, we're talking about an interview of him. We don't have him on the podcast.
Imagine, even if he wanted to. Sorry, I'm making the decision for Kirsten. I would never. No. First of all, he's a sociopath. So he's going to have me saying all kinds of nonsense.
Oh, but I would pay. Actually, I'd pay money for that. Dragging him. Wait,
no, because I couldn't do it classily. You know what I'm saying?
And that's okay.
Yeah, where I would just be like, you're an idiot.
Okay, I'll pay for that.
You're
Patreon exclusive.
Yes. Oh my God. Imagine.
But
it's so funny because he just kept being like, stop inviting me to your gigs, but you can't because people want the content. You got us.
You know, okay. Another thing too is like, it is going to stop, George. Like,
yeah, the money trail.
2 months from now, 2 weeks from now, who's going to think about this? It's kind of like, you know, when like a reality show airs, mm-hmm. a Netflix reality show perhaps like will air and they all blend together. And like the people that are on the show were like racing to like make sure, you know, I was on this show, like The Circle, you know, like I'm gonna throw it out there, like they'll be like, oh, I was on this show, I'm gonna put, like, you know, make that my whole personality on social. It's like, girl, they're gonna forget about you in like 2 weeks when the next show airs, when the next 1,000%. scandal. And the next scandal did air, Sasha, because there was people caught in whatever room, in whatever
in the Senate hearing room
making a sex tape, and everyone was like, wow, George Santos must be pissed that now the attention's away from him.
Oh, like, my God,
it's gonna happen.
So embarrassing. And then look at this. George Santos's cameo pay surpasses congressional salary.
Oh my God,
I'm going to fight y'all. Like, what are y'all doing?
How does that, are you kidding? How?
How much does this cameo cost? Sorry if something starts playing, y'all.
$250, I think it was.
Well, look at that, you idiots.
Was it $250? Are you looking at it?
Yeah, I'm trying. His voice might start playing. So sorry, everyone. I need to get on cam. Okay, here. Because it's just going to his videos and I don't want to play them.
Oh, they're going to play. His
first
voice
of all, he's
will
not
be
even
heard.
The first George Santos. So would you look at that? No, he's not even the first George. Sorry, that's what I mean.
Stop it.
Oh, so his cameo is former congressional, in quotes, icon.
Do you see what I mean?
Oh, you can message Twitter. Him for $20.
Oh.
It is not $20 to get a can. No.
Oh, my God. And he's even going to respond, though?
Oh, it's unavailable. Okay, so this must be like message him for 20, as in like you can chat with someone, I'm assuming, from his team.
Did they take him down?
No.
Or did he take himself
down? He must have taken himself down because there's so many videos.
Interesting.
And I love that it says, no, content of my videos don't reflect my views. They're a fulfillment of a contractual obligation with the customer. That equals you even lie in your cameos.
Hmm. Well,
would you look at that?
I mean, he was lying in the interview, you know, like,
yeah,
he's lying, like you could put him under oath and he's lying, you know.
Oh, my God. I hate how much I love this. George is a legend. He lied his way into the Republican Hall of Shame and now motorboarded the gravy train to actual fame. Oh my God. I regret supporting him financially and yet have no regrets because of how great this was.
Oh my God. I mean,
look at all these people. Billy, you're an idiot. Just what we ordered, a hoot and a holler.
like I said, I fucking love it. Oh, I said, well, it's fine.
No, it's really okay. I promise.
Every time I'm like, wait, should I not cuss? I love it when gay Twitter will reclaim something. Like, I'm like, yes, take that word, take that person and like make them a joke, which is what they're doing, you know? But I hate when like, then that person gets in on the joke, you know? And they're like, I'm an icon. No, honey, gay Twitter's making fun of you.
Yeah, 100%.
You're the butt of the joke. So he's going to fade into obscurity soon.
Yeah. I mean, and he's stopped his thing too. Oh my God. These people are so embarrassing. Just, yeah. And anyway, if you ever felt dumb, at least you weren't dumb enough to buy a cameo from George Santos.
True, true. And post it on Twitter for likes, probably. 1,000.
But that is it. Hypocrisy hour is over.
Love it.
Would you
Hypocrisy
look at
corner.
That? Hypocrisy corner. Yay. We're finished with it. Oh my God.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in education into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
And now this has been, okay, this next thing, right, has got me. I don't know how else to say it, but where it has got my ass and it's not leaving me. Demi Lovato, right, got engaged. Fine. Happy for her. You know, it could have been a quick bite. Nothing bad. It's just like, I hope she's happy.
Of course. Yeah.
Okay. But then her now ex-fiance, allegedly, because this is the first part of the story. And then, okay. So allegedly, now that Demi's engaged, there was an Instagram account that is tweeting and posting, right? Like all this kind of stuff. So there's stuff on Twitter too. And it's basically this account is messaging Demi saying, love you. Then saying like, it's fake. Don't believe it, which was the Twitter. So on Twitter, there was a picture circulating around that it's his tweet saying, Max's tweet, saying mine was bigger, but I hope they're happy. Talking about the ring.
Oh, is that what he's talking about?
Yeah. So then this person, again, Max Music, allegedly, then posted like a DMs between him and Demi saying like, it's fake, don't believe it. And then Demi apparently responded and was like, anyway, everything in Jordan is bigger and I'm not talking about the ring. Please leave us alone. Okay. And then this person says, I'd be a fool to give up on you. Then Jute, who is her fiance was like, this person messaged Jutes and goes, you don't make her happy. Allegedly, this person's respond, who the F fuck are you? She's mine, the love of her life. And Jutes goes, are you 10 years old or something?
This guy scares me.
But Alvina, allegedly, his actual account, Max Erich, posted a notes app. I'm aware of the fake pages that were created to and post fabricated and cruel messages about a joyful occasion in Demi's life, a moment that should only be celebrated. And then just keeps going and saying that that's not him.
It's him. Wasn't he like, I don't really follow Demi like too much.
Right.
So, but I do remember when she was engaged to this guy, he was really, something weird happened, right?
Yeah, 100%. The page has been removed, just FYI. But it's just, they were weird. And because they, I think, ended up breaking up before they got married.
Uh-huh. Thank God. So,
yeah. And then this account was like posting like never before seen videos and all of this like crazy stuff.
Okay.
So that's like, why even I thought it was real, because I was like, oh my God, like, we haven't seen these pictures before. What's going on? It's like him listening to Demi in the car. Like,
right.
That's all on the stories.
So then how would that be a fake account, Max? Like, that's your stuff. And I don't know why Demi's posting that. I think that he might have just like made a separate account and like to get his feelings out and like.
That's so funny. And then he got caught.
Like, man,
I have no idea. I feel like it is fake because it's so psychotic.
But isn't he weird though?
Yes. But I can't. This is bad.
I feel like I heard something like, I swear, like when they were like fully engaged and like it was him, I heard that he was like so weird, like some like a weird story.
Yeah, it says there's a lot of attention. I mean, this is what her PR people obviously said. There's been a lot of tension and Demi left him to get a clear head. And that they didn't know who Max truly was and didn't think he had good intentions. And there were many red flags they were ignoring and trying to turn a blind eye to. So you're not wrong.
Oh, wasn't it like, maybe I might be making this up, but I think it was something like he was very like, I'm engaged to Demi Lovato.
Yes, yes.
That. Ew. Why are men like this?
Yeah, I know that they had a very messy split.
Yeah.
Yeah, Demi wants no contact with Max at this point. She's completely embarrassed the way he's been acting. You're right. And putting their relationship on blast via social media, which what this fake account is doing. And then there's pictures of him on Instagram crying.
Yes.
Yeah. You're right. He's out of his mind. Like, unlock the memory. Yeah.
He's out of his mind. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So unfortunately, like, does it check out? Yes.
It absolutely does. I feel like that's why I was like, no, it's not fake. Like, it has to be him. He's just getting his feelings out in like a weird burner account or something.
Yeah.
But honestly, I watched Demi's. I believe it was like a documentary on YouTube that she did about like a few years ago. And she's been through so much. And all I could hope for is her happiness. So
yeah, Wilmer Valderrama will get his karma one day.
Oh, pew. Don't even get me started.
To these girls.
Right. Like, I think of girls like Demi and like the girls that I grew up with, like literally raised me, like Amanda Bynes. Like, I posted about Amanda Bynes recently. I'm like,
yeah,
all I can hope for these girls is happiness and their well-being. Like, if they're
1,000%.
Happy, like hopefully, like she's happy with it. Well, clearly she's happy with, you know, this new guy and like her new fiance. So I hope it turns out well for her.
Get a job. Stay away from her.
Yes. And that's Demi, right?
Yes.
Queen.
Oh my God. It's just so annoying. Like, again, y'all, let me know what y'all think. Like, do you think this was him or not? It's just,
it
does feel shady, but also you're right that I forgot that he puked his relationship all over Instagram when they broke up.
Like, he felt like a fangirl or something. Like, it kind of reminds me, and I hate to divert, but like, I feel like you'd be interested in this and maybe we can like further talk about it like on another episode or something. It feels like an anonymous, but it's not.
Oh, so, yeah.
Basically, like, there's this player for the NHL and National Hockey League. His name's Tyler Seguin. And this girl that he's married to now.
Yeah.
The reason that she met him is because she used to be like an obsessed fangirl of his online. It's like well documented. She had like Tumblr accounts, like dedicated on hockey Tumblr. I was in the trenches in like 2016 on there.
Yeah.
Or no, 2011. What am I saying? 2011, 2012. Anyways, so she was like on there like when she was younger. She grew up, like he got drafted for the Boston Bruins and then now he's with the Dallas Stars. And I think she's from the Dallas area. So when he went to the Dallas Stars, she started ramping up like Instagram messaging him and like making burner accounts saying like tagging herself and saying this girl is like would love to date you, you should give her a chance. And lo and behold, no one knows like how he like, I don't know, but they're married now and it's crazy.
Oh my God.
Like that feels like this guy for Demi, except Demi was like, okay, no, you're being insane. And it's
yeah, like you're a fan. Bye.
a much bigger scope. Like her fame is much more obviously than Tyler Sagan. So yeah, that just reminded me of it. It's very interesting. That's you should look it up.
Oh, can't wait. Yeah, yeah. We got to add that to our list next time. Yeah. Oh my God. I love this. But yeah, that is your like weirdo fan energy.
It's crazy. Yeah. And like just being around sports in general, like working in sports TV for like as long as I have.
Yes. Lavina's a big deal, y'all. In case you didn't know.
Stop it. No, it's true. I've just seen and heard so many stories about people like being groupies, like grown adults, not just women, mind you, grown men being like, hey, so I'm going to like hit the bar with these guys. And they'll like try to like, you know, like hit the bar with like professional athletes and become like friends with them whatever reason.
Are huge. What are they called? It's a name for people that
for each sport.
Jersey chasers.
They have like cleat chasers, chasers. The women they call for hockey, they call them, which is kind of cute. I kind of like it. They call them puck bunnies. It's a vibe.
So funny. Oh my God.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. It's very interesting. We could do like a whole podcast on that.
Yeah. Oh my God. I can't wait. Next time you got to come on and teach us this, please.
I'll put it on the itinerary.
Yes.
Or we will put it on the itinerary.
I love it. Oh my God. But you know what? Let's skip to this story since we're talking about husbands. You know, I'm sure y'all have been around maybe these past few days on Twitter. Maybe you haven't. I don't know. But we're going to talk about Simone Biles and her husband. Emphasis on her husband.
Did a name come to mind? Because not me.
Unless you're a Packers fan, I know it did not. So don't even lie, y'all.
Okay. I'm a fan of the Packers quarterback, and I'd like him to have Jordan my phone number.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
You love love. Yeah. First of all, I shouldn't have dropped him off my fantasy team. Oops.
Girl. Yeah. Why did you do that?
Girl, don't even ask me, but I'll be in the playoffs. So, you know, it's fine.
This is now a sports podcast, everyone. Yes. I have infiltrated. It's me and Sasha, so like you know we're going to be annoying.
And we're talking about this. Okay, so in case you didn't know, because I sure didn't, Jonathan Owens is his effing name, was on a podcast. And again, in case you didn't know who he was, he's a safety, which is a defensive position on the Green Bay Packers. If you're wondering what Green Bay is, that's Wisconsin. Cool.
The cheese place.
The cheese heads. Yes, and there's not shade to Wisconsin. I'm just saying I didn't know what it was before. Okay, so you know maybe you knew from that 70s show. Either way,
yes, true.
So Jonathan, no, you know what? Fuck that. Simone Biles' husband.
Correct.
Let's be very clear on his role here. You know they got married. All right, Simone and this man, they married at a courthouse in April 22, and then you know had a wedding in Mexico after. Right, so they had a whole thing. All right, and earlier this week, he goes on a podcast called The Pivot, and he talks about football, mental health, and Simone was also there, and he ends up like talking about their meet cute and how they met. They met on Raya, right? Like. Pretty obvious.
Okay.
So for folks that don't know what, I mean, this is alleged because he said we met on an app. The normal people don't be on apps. I mean, sorry, famous people don't be on normal apps.
They're not on Hinge. Yeah.
No, sorry. In case I had to burst anyone's bubble, but they probably were on Raya, which everyone like, listen, Lavina, you should be on Raya.
I don't even know how to go about that.
No, you. Well, you do have to like apply. It's a whole thing. But gross. How do we get? Do you think one of these like Survivor people on Raya and they can just give you the recommendation?
Are reality people big enough to be on Raya?
I'm sure at least
as the talent
is on Raya.
I mean, would Big Brother people be? I feel like. The only like person who I could think of.
I know YouTubers that are on Raya. Yes, non-celebrities can get accepted. Even college students have reported. I just think you just got to be hot. I think you can get on Raya.
We'll look into it.
Yeah. Hashtag get Lavina on Raya. Everyone.
I want to match with Klay Thompson.
Oh my God, imagine it would happen because he's probably on Raya.
He's a mess. Of course he is.
I'm telling you, y'all, Raya, I one day, like if someone like pays me, I want to do a deep dive on Raya. Like I have been very like enthralled by it. Like Drew Barrymore was on it. I think Chelsea Handler's crazy ass was on it.
Yeah.
And Ben Affleck, right? Remember that drama that Ben Affleck had hooked or reached out or hooked up with some girl? It was all from Raya.
Oh my God. Mm-hmm. If I saw Ben Affleck on Raya, I'd be scared.
No, I would not respond. There is no
way. No. Ew.
But maybe you would, because what else you got going on?
Well, for the story, like, here's the thing. If I get on Raya, we're simply going to use it as a tool for research for the next podcast.
You're right. I mean, you're absolutely correct.
I'm actually going to get banned from Raya. You know what? Hold on. I'm pretty sure. I just realized something. Haley from Big Brother 20.
That's what I'm saying. I knew someone talked about Raya.
I don't know if it, I'm assuming because how else is she going to meet like an NBA player?
Oh, like you're
Chicago.
Right. Yep.
Wait, well, does she live in, because she's in Texas, I'm pretty sure.
In so A&M. Like, yeah, in College Station. That's where she went to school, but she's from Texas.
She's doing like a doctorate thing.
Okay, so she's still in College Station.
I'm pretty sure. So, and like her boyfriend, oh my God, his name is escaping me, but he's like, fuck. He's like, the Chicago Bulls, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
They seem really cute, like really good couple. And I'm pretty sure that's how they met.
We have derailed this podcast and I don't care.
I'm sorry.
No, me. What do you mean? Talk about Raya. Okay, I looked up her boyfriend. Ugh, who is it?
I forgot his name. Alex Caruso. Alex
Caruso. Oh, yeah. Caruso. See, I'm so out of... NBA now, it's kind of sad.
I love basketball players. Yeah. I like tall.
You're tall. Makes sense.
Yeah.
But so Raya does have 8% acceptance rate. So it is possible. And there's a multi-step process. You have to share your basic information, your last name, first name, of course, email, date of birth, and your Instagram handle. So I think you have to be a little bit more on Instagram.
That's not going to happen for me.
Yeah. Location and career. I think that is where you excel.
Location? Bay Area? Yes.
First of all, you lie and say San Francisco. And then secondly, your career, industry, occupation, and company. Are you kidding me?
I can see the company and I can see their occupation. That'd be kind of weird, though. And then I see like all the athletes and it's like, then what?
Oh, you cannot take screenshots. You avoid talking about the app in public. You must be, of course, 18. Blah, blah, blah. The point is get Lavina on Raya.
I don't post on Instagram very much.
Yeah, that's the problem. We got to figure out this.
No, I don't want to be an influencer.
No, but I think you just need like more pictures of yourself because you're so pretty that I think it works. yep. So anyway, basically back to our story.
What were we talking? No, I'm kidding.
Oh my God. So yeah, so they met on Raya. He was swiping. They both swiped on each other. Cool. And this is where shit hits the fan, everyone. Because he swiped on her and he said he didn't really know anything about gymnastics at the time. And there have been new developments today. So just hold on to this. at the time, but he saw Simone was a gymnast and that piqued his interest. And then Simone made the first move. You Queen. Took the L here, girl. No.
Mm-mm. But well, generally, I celebrate women who make
I will never say
it's iconic.
You're crazy. No.
I think it's iconic.
Don't do it, girls. No. Maybe this is what I'm saying. Maybe I'm not feminist or like I'm backward, but like, I just feel like you gotta let them.
I do agree with that too.
Yeah, I just feel like men can be a little bit primal.
Nine out of 10 times, it's not worth it. Yes. But I do think the reason I think it's iconic is because it's like, yes, flip it around, girl.
Yeah.
Go get what you want. That's like my mentality.
I'm not, like I said, I think it's great. It's just these men don't be deserving that.
No. No.
So then, and this is why, okay, this exhibit A, he goes, I didn't know who she was at the time. I'm watching this. Meanwhile, I still don't know who he is. But the first thing I saw was that she had a bunch of followers on Instagram. So in my mind, I'm like, she gotta be good. This is a quote. This is what this man said.
I'm gonna throw up.
No, because can you imagine going to Simone's Instagram and being like, oh, this is not one of the most decorated Olympians ever?
The
right? She is, right? Okay, correct.
Like,
she literally is disqualified from like doing certain tricks that she invented.
Like, she, like, maybe, okay, this could be maybe like taken out of context or whatever, but like, I just don't love him saying, the first thing I noticed was that she had a lot of followers. It's like,
right. No, okay. I watched the whole clip. So,
like, it's weird. And like, the one thing I was like shocked by is, and like, granted, let's just get this out of the way first. Mm-hmm. A lot of people were saying like I hate discourse. Okay. About like unimportant things, like people that doesn't affect your daily life. Kind
this
of thing,
whole
or,
like, podcast,
groups of people. Right? Love it. But like, you know, on Twitter and whatever, there's threads and the people are saying like, well, y'all are just miserable and you don't like to see her happy or whatever. She's happy. And I like, we don't know what's going on in their home. We don't know these people.
And they can
I'm
be
sure.
Happy, but sometimes you see a red flag, you gotta call it out.
Like, don't embarrass your wife on a podcast. And me, and granted, again, maybe they're saying that's not embarrassing to Simone, maybe because she's like sitting and like giggling next to him on the podcast after he's saying this. And to me, it's like, okay, that's fine. But like, I have my opinion on that. I wouldn't like that if my husband was like, yeah, she had a lot of followers and I didn't know who she was. It's like,
and she's,
yeah, you did.
The bigger deal. I think that is the biggest issue here. It's like him. Here's the thing. If he was like, oh my God, I had no idea who she was, but how lucky am I that a little decorated Olympian slid into my DMs and is liking all my pictures. But that's not what he said. He made her sound like a groupie.
Yeah.
And that's the issue.
NFL players love that. Love to feel like, well,
you're a safety. Get out of here, bro.
You're not Jordan Love. Get out. Like, no.
Half this team is injured. You know, like, I'm sorry. Not me shitting on the Packers for no reason. But this guy, it really has pissed me off. And again, there's just a way to say it because I feel, and then he just keeps going where he's just like, she came over to my house in Houston and she drove 45 minutes to see me. Yeah, because that's a real one. Simone is great. And she's like, I want this. I'm going to get it.
I feel like certain men, like a lot of men, when they have a really successful badass wife, some men, and again, I don't know if this is the case, but I'm just observing here. They tend to like have like a jealous thing with their wives.
That's what I feel like. Yeah.
Like, you know how like some people are like, it's like a common thing for men to feel inadequate or insecure if their wife's salary is higher than theirs or they're the breadwinners or whatever. Like, it's kind of like that. It's like, well, my wife is the most decorated Olympian of all time and is the shit. And yeah, I'm a successful athlete, sure, but like clearly she has the upper hand on you, and it's like a weird jealousy, like subconscious thing, and it comes out times like this.
Like, she's a big deal. Like, I don't know how people are not understanding. Like the Michael Phelps is still, I think, the most decorated. She is the most decorated gymnast.
Or is it a female Olympian?
Oh, could be. But yeah, most decorated Olympian is Michael Phelps still.
Got
somehow,
it. Okay.
Someway. Okay. Is Simone Biles the most decorated Olympian? She's the most decorated gymnast.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. Still, like, come on now.
No, she's still, listen, period. That does not take anything away.
Yeah.
I just want to make that clear. It's just the point is she's a big deal. That is it.
She's a household name. She's a household name.
Like, who does... And again, I'm not saying it's fine that he didn't know her.
Of course,
I think that's okay. But to go on this podcast and big up yourself and the hosts are in disbelief. Like, their faces are now memes because they're just like, that does not true. Like, you're lying. Like, that's their face. Like, that offset. I need that offset soundbite, right? Flag on the plate. Nope. Because that's what's happening here. And again, there's just a way to like still give your wife her flowers.
Right.
And then being like, but I had no idea. Can you believe, like being like, oh my God, can you believe I had no idea? I think that's a way to talk.
Exactly. There's intent behind coming on a podcast and saying, I didn't know who she was. Even if, like you said, it's okay if he didn't know who she was, that's fine. Mm-hmm. But you found out right after matching with her, didn't you? Like, you knew who she was after. Like,
you went on her profile. He talks about that.
He said it. He literally said it. She has a lot of followers. Why does she have a lot of followers? Well, did one 20-second Google search, if not just look at her profile, why would you admit to it unless your intent is to one-up? Yeah. And like, kind of, I'm not saying he's trying to embarrass her, but that's like kind of the outcome. I don't know. Like, she doesn't need to worry about like people thinking less of her. Like, he didn't embarrass mm-hmm. her and like make her feel small, but it's just like, why'd you try?
You that's know? What I'm saying. And then again, it's just, I understand what other people are going to be like, but she like, fine, let her like it. It's just, men shouldn't be talking about women that way, period.
Generally speaking, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This is our perspective. This is our opinion, you know? You know?
Yep. I agree with you. So it's just, it keeps, and then it just keeps going. Because even when they're skeptical, he goes, no, it's that I, in 2016, was busy. Because when she won the Olympics, I was in college. Jonathan says, we didn't have NBC. We didn't have the Olympic channels. We were in football camp in late July, early August. So I'm not really paying attention. So I never would have had a moment where I would have watched.
You don't have a phone? Have you seen it? And if there's no excuse for that either, because if you walk past a newsstand, you went to Starbucks or whatever coffee shop in 2016 and looked at the newspaper. She's on the cover. She's on the cover at the grocery store line of Sports Illustrated. I don't know what else. Like, you want to, I'm talking about print media. Like, if you don't have your phone, you don't have NBC, like, there's print media too. Like, she's that big.
And not only that, again, I'm not trying to be shady, but like, it's not like he went to an Alabama, right? Or it's like Oklahoma. Yeah, it's just no offense. Like, again, not that his work isn't important, but it was a D2 school. And again, he was undrafted.
I didn't know this.
Yeah, I looked him up.
How would I know this? Like, see, my voice is cracking. I'm like, what the hell? Who is this? But
oof. I'm just mad. Okay. And that's it. But I'm not trying to like talk about his school. Like, it's just D2 schools are important. But as someone that went to a college that football was, please be for real. Like, I had friends in college that had an idea of what's going on in the real world that were football players. So like, and I went to Oklahoma, like, stop.
But you know what's crazy, Sasha, is that men on, I went to San Jose State University, okay? Mountain West League, whatever, division. Not super poppin'. They're okay. I didn't go to a single game. How did I manage that? I don't know. But that's pretty telling. Mm-hmm. The guys at San Jose State football still thought they were the shit. So
yeah, like, 100%.
This doesn't surprise me whatsoever, you know, the energy. Student athlete. Syndrome.
Yes. And this, again, it's hilarious because it's true. And shout out to student athletes, though. But like, y'all be doing the most sometimes. That's why football players specifically.
Oh, I was talking about the football players.
Yeah, that's why. Football player. The other, do you know they don't care about the others? In Oklahoma, softball is like the most dominant sport ever.
Right.
And those girls don't get anything. So anyway, let me not, because I took ethics in intercollegiate athletics, and I'm gonna go off on this because I literally took classes on this.
I mean, so, I could go off about, I worked at a certain network once, and they covered college sports only, and that's all I'm gonna say. I'm not gonna name check, but they weren't giving a lot of love to the UCLA gymnastics team because it wasn't football or basketball.
Oh, maybe that's why this guy doesn't know anything.
men's football or basketball? Because didn't Simone go to UCLA?
Mm-hmm. I think so, right? But I'm not 100%. We can look that up.
Yeah.
Because I looked up his college just to be like, maybe I'm wrong. And he was a big deal. Baby, he was undrafted.
Oh, my gosh.
Again, is he still doing better than me? 1,000%.
Yeah. Okay. But don't embarrass your wife.
Oh, my God. I'm so irritated. And again, I know she doesn't care, but that's fine. I have a pop culture podcast and I'm going to be mad about it.
Sasha and I care.
Yes. Okay. And we're going to bring it up because I let women, you know, have their have some freaking clown nose on in front of me. Oh, yeah. And you're right. She did go to NCAA. She forfeit her NCAA eligibility to compete for UCLA. But I'm reading too fast.
She went to NCAA.
You know what? NCAA, the list not. So the thing is it gets better, everyone. Because then the host, Ryan Clark, who's like face again is a meme now, was like, so you were the catch. And Jonathan goes, Simone Biles' husband, I always say we, the man, are the catch. I always say we're the catch. Baby, you don't even catch the ball on your team. Talking about I'm the catch. You are safety. You're a defense.
Oh, my God.
And the problem is the safety is my favorite position on a football team. So I think I'm doubly pissed off that now I have to drag a safety.
Oh, my God. I didn't finish watching the clip.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I have seen enough. I did not realize that he said that.
Oh, yeah. Listen, people are not going to tell me I'm unprepared. And then he's like, Simone booked him.
What?
And he admits trying to fight it at first because he was in his third year and afraid to commit to a team. Despite, you know, the host joking that he didn't want Simone at first. Jonathan's like, no, that's not the case. It's just I wasn't expecting this to happen.
I can't get past. Well, the men are the catch. Line. I can't get past it. And I won't. It's imprinted in my brain.
But Simone is very much a wife. So good for her. And Simone did clarify that although she did message him first, he'd already liked her profile by the time she liked his because they instantly matched. See, look at you getting caught.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, but then she said, like, it's definitely like, you know, that's fine. Like, that's what happened. And here's the thing. We talked about Keke Palmer and her raggedy man. And look at this again. What are these guys doing?
I just pulled up an article. There was an update and the headline for People magazine, Simone Biles' husband, not bothered amid backlash, claim he's the catch in their marriage. I always say that men are the catch. Noting that he was afraid to commit, but changed his tune. Why are you offering this information to the public?
Mm-hmm.
Is my question. Is my ultimate question.
Yep. Yeah. Wow. And they're very much doubling down. Simone is now liking comments on Instagram, like kind of, you know, being like, it's not a big deal. Like people are doing too much, blah, 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 blah. And here's the thing. This is mean and alleged, okay? But there was a story out about Simone Biles being a mean girl and talking about other women. This was a little bit ago. And this girl said, like, she was super rude to her. But again, I was like, no, like, I think I'm on Simone's side. Like, you know, these women sometimes, like, it's not fair that we don't deserve access to famous people at all times.
Yeah. They can have a bad day. And like, every time someone will say, this celebrity was so mean to me when I met them, I always take it with a grain of salt unless I've heard it like 20 times. But like, even at that point, I'm just like, caught them at a bad day. Not everyone's perfect.
But now it seems like she's liking a bunch of stuff. Just like being like, oh, women like are bitter kind of deal. So the point is we got to leave it alone. But I just can't help but laugh at this man. And I'm not going to, like, you know, shrimp for Simone Biles either. Because, like, that's a relationship. I get it. So, whatever. But,
It's her choice at the end of the day, but it's also yes. our choice to judge the hell out of her mans. So I wouldn't want, I personally wouldn't want, I don't know. I wouldn't
yeah,
want.
But it seems like she's fine with it. That's, yeah.
That's her prerogative.
Yep. But it's weird. It's giving a hater energy. And, you know, sometimes your haters really be the people closest to you. And on top of that, because you know Twitter doesn't miss. There is tweets of him in 2012, which is not the year Simone Biles got her medals. Let's make that clear. But he was watching gymnastics, multiple tweets about why is the coach Asian? I wish the other people would drop so that our girls would win. My point is he had an ear to gymnastics or an eye to gymnastics. And I'll leave you all with that.
I'm willing to bet he was front row when the Michaela Maroney meme was going viral. Because that's like 2012, right? Yep. It was like that. It was like the Fab, whatever. Sorry, I'm bad at this. It was like the Fab Five. Gabby Douglas was there.
Yes. She posted a picture of them and was like mood today. But yeah, sorry, keep going.
Girl, yeah. So it's like, you know those girls, but you don't know. It's just like he's patting himself on the back.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Good for you.
Yep. That's exactly it. But the point is, you know, he was seated because he said he was.
I heard that he didn't have NBC. Also,
well, but it wasn't the same year. But like the point is, he was looking at gymnastics. That's all I'm saying.
And like, also, isn't NBC just like a basic cable channel?
Yes, it is. But, you know, listen, and I will say like football camp is pretty crazy. But
sure. At Oklahoma.
Oh, my God. Anyway, yeah. I just can't help but giggle. I'm like so irritated by him. I think that's the best way I can say it. And the fact that he got caught tweeting about gymnastics.
Get one thing about Twitter, you're going to get caught.
Yeah, and that's what happened. Just worry about you paying for the Packers, released by the Texans. Get your money up. Live your life, King. Mm-hmm. And listen, the Simone's going to stand by her man, Ashley should, because what is she going to do? Yeah, he sucks. No.
Of course. Right.
And like, I'm married now.
It's too late. No, I'm kidding.
The point is, if you wouldn't catch my husband being idiot. I will fight him.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. And he keeps talking about how good Gabby was in gymnastics. Like Gabby Douglas.
So oh, that's he what is. People are like,
how do you keep talking about Gabby Douglas, but not talk about Simone Biles? The math is not mathing.
He wants to feel special because his wife is a bigger name than him. And he subconsciously cannot take that.
Yes.
And that's it.
Yep. And that is your Simone Biles.
Yay.
Mess. I'll tell you that. Oh, my God. And then we have one more, which is like, of course, I said, oh, we won't be long this time. But here we are. But this, I feel like it's not a quick bite, but I mean, there's only so much we can say about it. But it's on my heart. So I feel like we should talk about it. Is the Taraji P. Henson drama. Or I don't even. Yeah, it's drama, not on her end. It's just how Hollywood sucks. So, yeah. Of course, Taraji has been doing a lot of press, which, again, I miss press now that, you know, the strike is over.
Yeah.
So for folks that maybe don't know who Taraji is, she's an Emmy Oscar nominee, Golden Globe SAG winner, who also happens to be a Black woman, who starred in the most number one films at the box office as a Black woman, 7. She was also, you know, headlined, right? Like one of the main characters on a hit Fox show, Empire, for 4 years. Mm-hmm. This is who this girl is, this woman is, all right? But she's been, she's, like I said, doing press for The Color Purple. And she's now, I think, just had it. I think that's the best way to talk about it. And she is talking about how horrible Hollywood is to her and to, I think, Black women in general, where she shared about how, despite, you know, constant conversations around it, there's been a horrible pay disparity in Hollywood and she's fed up with it. She goes on a press tour and then she's stopped by SiriusXM, where she talks to a lot. She talks about how Gail King asked her, right, about a rumor that she's considered, that she's considering quitting acting. And Taraji like gets so emotional and she can't speak. Like, that's how many, like, this woman has been hurt, you know, and been taken advantage of, where she immediately gets emotional and she talks about like what the realities are and the challenges she's faced. So she said, "I'm just tired of working so hard and being gracious at what I do and getting paid a fraction of the cost." And then she's like, "I'm tired of hearing my sister is getting paid the same thing over and over again. We're all tired." And she's like, you know, people always say, "Oh, I work a lot." It's because the math isn't mathing. You have a big team, you have big bills to pay, but you're not getting paid. Yeah. And this is where it starts coming out. She's giving numbers. So she gave an example that even if she made $10 million, she would have, you know, most of that money, 50%, would go to taxes to Uncle Sam. 30% left, 30% of the gross pay of that $10 million, right? Not after taxes. 30% of $10 million she has to give to her team. And then she gets the rest. Which
That's
is fine.
Insane.
Which maybe would be fine if she gets paid $10 million on Benjamin Button, right? That she got an Oscar nomination for. She, do you want to guess how much she gets paid?
After all the taxes and everything?
No, before taxes.
Okay, so the original number.
Or do you want to know how Brad Pitt gets paid? Maybe that will help you.
Tell me what Brad Pitt gets paid.
Brad first. Pitt got paid, you know, Jeff, not Harvey Weinstein's friend, got paid $10 million.
Okay, then she probably got like two.
Okay. Are you ready?
I'm scared.
She got paid $150,000.
What?
Mm-hmm.
No. Mm-hmm. That is that's crazy.
Because she said she got paid like 2% or 2% or something of Brad Pitt's role.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yep.
You know, now I'm like, you know when people start speaking up about Hollywood and like they get blackballed?
Mm-hmm.
Why am I afraid of that?
Now. So it turns out she almost quit The Color Purple, but Oprah stepped in.
Like to stop her from quitting?
Yeah. Or, and like figuring this out. But yeah, she's like, well, I've been doing this for 20 years and like I am exhausted. And she said like technically based on her resume, she should be one of the highest paid actors. Because like every time she's all the work she's doing, like Hidden Figures, right? Like all these movies. And I mean, when she was Cookie, even on Empire, like she was my favorite.
You know what it is? It's like the name. It's like if your name is instantly recognizable, you know what I mean? Like a Brad Pitt, like you just said, like,
yeah,
they will value that far more than, well, you have a decorated resume, which 100,000% she does.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, you're just like not Brad Pitt, or like you're not like, and I hate to like bring up a random name, but like Jennifer Aniston. Or
no,
like,
but it's true.
Insert white it's actor true. Name here.
Yeah. You
know, like, so,
and the thing is, that's fine if you're not gonna pay her $10 million. Sure, right? Because Brad Pitt was Benjamin Button, but $150,000, and that's after negotiation.
That is like, that's less than like, I don't know, like an like. Like NHL hockey players make more than that.
That's so insane. NFL players, right? The lowest salary is $200,000.
Right. Yeah. The lowest salary for hockey is like $650,000.
Yeah.
$500,000. Like that's unfathomable to me.
Yeah. And then she goes on and the Gabrielle Union chimed in and was like, not a damn lie. I was told like we go to bat and this keeps happening. It's taking a toll on us. she should be. She's Oscar nominated. Like, what yeah. more do people want? She's been in the game 20 years. And like a bunch, like Yvette Nicole Brown ends up talking like we're all love fighting her. For fair wages. This is horrible. And then she even talked about how when she played Cookie, she actually fired her whole team because she said they set up nothing for her after. Cookie was known for, she was saying Cookie was known for her fashion. So do I have anything fashion lined up? Zero. Then all they wanted to was another show about Cookie. And she's like, I love Cookie and I'm happy to do it. But like, it needs to be the right thing because Cookie is very beloved. And yeah. her quote is, she's too beloved for y'all to fuck it up.
Yeah.
And then yeah. she said she feels like she had Stockholm syndrome, to where she said, but now I know, like, you are the prize, you're the talent, they work for you.
It's just not enough effort, obviously, mm-hmm. with the pay. The wages is the biggest issue. There's just yep. the discrepancies, but also like the effort that they put in with like a team. And like, I just go back to the big yeah. name thing. And I mean, I'm not saying that no like white actor experiences this, but
no, women definitely
decorated.
Do. Yeah,
for sure. Yeah, absolutely. But like a decorated, like Emmy Oscar nominated actor, black female yep. actress, like that's, it's just unacceptable. If you're, if you have that much history in the industry to get 120 or 50 or whatever it was. Okay. And then to have your team just not put in any effort. It feels very like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. It makes me very uncomfortable. You're right. Like, I feel like there's not much we can say about it except feel sad and uncomfortable about it.
Yeah, 1,000%. It's horrible. Like, and again, if people are like, you should be happy how much they get paid, that's not the point.
Right.
It's that they should be getting paid enough.
Yeah, that number was completely unacceptable.
Yeah.
I'm still like, I'm like staring at my screen, like looking at the article, like processing it.
Yep.
Yeah.
And this was like, cool. And then people on Twitter then are also finding other stuff where Monique, I remember her, the comedian, mm-hmm. she kind of got blackballed as well. And I think she was yeah. also a little problematic, but basically they say that Monique, there's a clip of her on The Breakfast Club from a while ago. I don't know when exactly. But anyway, there's a clip and she's saying like her movie Almost Christmas did 45 million, but the budget was 17 million. And Amy Schumer's Snatched did 45 million, but the budget Stop. Was 42 million. Like she still, and Netflix gave Amy Schumer the deal because she had a quote unquote big movie coming out.
I'm going to restrain myself right now mm-hmm. and not turn this into let's dunk on Amy Schumer podcast.
Right. No. It's just not. Know, it's just, this is just an example.
Just know I feel very bad things. Mm-hmm. But like, again, it's like, why are these? I don't know.
I mean, Lee Daniels dogged Monique out. I remember this. So it's just, yeah, it's horrible. And then he apologized. But well, yeah, it's just these women have been, okay, I guess. Yeah, calling it out for a long time.
And that's why I get frustrated and I'm like upset about it, because it's like, okay, is anything going to be done? No. Like, I feel like it's not, you know? They're going to keep talking about it. God forbid they'll get blackballed, get less opportunities, and we stop seeing them on our screens. Like, until we just forget, until the next person brings it up again.
Yeah, 100%. But Monique definitely got blackballed. So it's nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this started when Monique was in Precious, by the mm-hmm. way. And you know, the budget was only 10 million, but of course, and Monique was only offered $50,000 for the Precious's mom's role.
That's insane. Yeah. That movie is like,
mm-hmm. the movie made $63 million.
How did they get Mariah?
Yeah.
That's my next question.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, Monique feels like she was one of the more famous people in the, you know, back then. Mm-hmm. And she was doing, you know, all the promotions. And then she said she started getting calls from Lee Daniels, you know, Tyler Perry, Oprah, Lionsgate, et cetera, et cetera. And they wanted her to do all these promotions, but no one was paying her. And she was doing all this work for free.
Did she not win an Oscar for that? Someone won an Oscar for that.
Well, I think the... Gabrielle Sidibe won the Oscar.
Oh, okay. I think Mariah was nominated.
Yeah, must be.
Yeah. Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I feel like people don't talk about this. And like, we all know it's happening.
Yes.
But it gets like bogged down by like ratings. How did this movie do in the box office?
Correct.
How is this, are we winning any awards? Is this actor? It's like, yeah, they're going to, if they win an Oscar, it's not like monetized.
Like, oh my God, Monique did win an Oscar. Sorry, you're right.
Oh, okay.
Oh my God, I thought...
It's even worse now.
Oh my God, Monique won. You're right. I thought it was... Gabrielle Sidibe was the one that got nominated and Monique won. Sorry, you're so correct. Look at that. Imagine winning an Oscar.
Yeah.
This is like pissing me off.
I know.
Stop playing in these women's faces. Y'all are disgusting.
I know. And then they want to act like there's no wage gap.
Mm-hmm.
And in like other industries too. Like, come on.
Well, black women. Yeah, it's like known. Black women are the like lowest paid. It's so unfortunate and disgusting.
And people just like wave it off. And it's like, well, here's the numbers. And they're like, nah. It's like, but there's numbers here. Like,
just shut up.
Crazy.
Oh my God. But yeah, it's just, you know, something to keep an eye out on if like you're seeing Taraji and like the color purple stuff on your timelines or, you know, in discourse. This is what's going on. And I think Taraji and these women thankfully have finally had it. Like, I hope, and I hope more black women speak out about how they've been wronged, because I think if there's a collective voice, like, are they less likely to be blackballed? Because Monique definitely was blackballed. And I remember that.
It's one of those things like, you can't fire all of us. You know, it's like, if we don't show up to work,
that's the problem. Ugh.
That is with Hollywood, girl.
Yep. Like, you never know.
Don't know. That is like a dark place.
Yes. Where is the lie? Oh my God. But yeah, that is your just mess. So many mess that we had to deal with. But with that, I think it's time that we get into our anonymous.
Mm-hmm.
This is a short one. And funny enough, this is not listener submitted. But Kristen and I have been talking about this in our DMs. So I was like, let me do this because it's so funny. And I feel like when I'm on with you, I got to tell you social media mess.
Uh-huh.
So this is about TikTok.
Okay.
And this woman has made like multiple TikToks about this, by the way. So there's a TikTok of this woman where she found out that her husband was cheating on her. Do you want to guess with whom?
Her best friend.
Her mom.
Okay. Well, that is quite the mess. Continue.
Mind you, she and her husband just had twins a year ago. And her mom was apparently being really weird because she couldn't see the babies because it was during COVID. And she kept her mom being like, those are my kids. Like, I want to see them. Da, da, da. Then the girl has her suspicions because apparently everybody noticed that her mom and her husband was like having weird behavior. But, you know, they didn't really say much to her about it, which I'm like, my friends better tell me. Not exactly. With my mom, but I'm just saying, like,
if you catch an energy, like,
just name it.
Yeah.
And so then turns out she caught him. I'm sorry. I don't know why I'm laughing. This is so ridiculous. She caught him because he was door dashing with her mother.
Wait. Oh, like working for DoorDash?
Yes.
Okay.
She FaceTimed him and he recognized the background as the city that they live in. Well, he told her he was in another city. And she's like, but you're not. And then she ends up confronting. Yeah, it's dumb and stupid. And like, you can't be all of this. She confronted him because she also heard somebody in the car and she told him to show the passenger seat. And he said no and hung up the phone. Well, she kept trying to call back and he finally answered and showed her the passenger seat.
And so he, wait. So then what did he say about the explanation for that?
No explanation.
Oh, he's terrible. He's dumb.
Mm-hmm. And then she left and she went to her mom's house to check and asked her sister if her mom was home. And her sister said that if her husband, no, not if, sorry, that her husband had picked her up and her mom to go door dashing. And then she called her husband back and told both of them to get out of her house now. So I don't know if like her husband, like mom obviously lives in a different house, but like, I think it's giving, I'm done with the both of you. They both admitted to it, turns out. And she has six more videos of this situation.
So but basically, that's like the summary. So that was basically just seen as like the confirmation of what, yes, what she already thought was, mm-hmm, happening. Oh my God. That is disgusting for both of those people, like the mom and the husband. Like, what?
Yep.
Oh my God. Like, send me the links to these videos.
Yeah.
Like, I need to watch this when we get off.
Yeah. I'll
send you. Over my lunch. Girl.
You know what? Let me just tag because this poor lady doesn't deserve. Oh, hold on. Let me go to my DMs with Kirsten. Okay.
Is awful.
Let me find her TikTok so I can just shout it out for y'all. This is what I mean when I say it. This is the only reason I want to be on TikTok is for mess.
Yeah, like I get so excited. So I don't have TikTok downloaded on my phone just for like,
mm-hmm,
the reasons that like I know myself and I know that if I have an infinite scroll and I like, I know my brain basically. So yeah. I just like avoid it for that reason. But whenever I see like a story, like one of these on Twitter, which I do use, which, yes, is also bad for my brain, mind you, but I'm just like one of those people that can't.
It's too late. Yeah.
It's too late. Yeah. It's been there. But that one story, for example, of that girl saying like, my best friend wanted my boyfriend. Whose side are you on?
Oh, remember, yes,
that whole thing?
Oh, yes.
I was like thrilled because I'm like, okay, cool. I'm in on it. I can see it. It's on, mm-hmm, Twitter. And I thought it was so hilarious, like how they were just handling this online.
Yep.
And how, you know what? And like this girl that we're talking about with her mom, blast that online. You know what? Don't keep it private. Literally embarrass the hell out of your
100%
nasty husband. And I guess that's your mom.
And your mom, because what, yeah, the hell, mom? Yeah. So her her TikTok is Kate, K-A-T-E, Kate Nacious. So N-A-C-I-O-U-S. Kate Nacious.
O-S.
Yeah. So, you know, give her the views. Listen, the TikTok person that has me in a chokehold, that my friend and I like will message each other all the time about is Morgan and her baby daddy from Atlanta, random man from Atlanta.
Why? What are they like?
Okay. I'll do a quick thing because I'm sure this is getting long, but random man from Atlanta. So basically she used to do outfit checks. So she used to be like, here's my baby. And I think I talked about it on this podcast, but anyway, she talks about this, my baby. And like, here's, you know, this is what she looks like. This is what she's wearing from Target. Da, da, da. This is what I have on. Here's my diaper bag. And here, and this baby is from a random man in Atlanta. She's 22. Anyway, what? Long story short. Yeah. And she talks about how what happened is that the man left her 1 or 2 weeks after she was postpartum C-section.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And then turns out he has not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, but six other children.
Is she married to Nick Cannon? Or she, is she,
yeah,
she's with called
him. Yeah, it's called him the Wish Nick Cannon.
Literally. Like, I ordered Nick Cannon online videos. And I got this.
Then he starts, that's making crazy, videos and identifies himself. That's how the other baby mamas came. But they were like, oh shit, we didn't realize it was this guy. Well, I have a baby by him too.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
And the baby just all come together. Thing. Yeah. And Gigi is like the cutest baby in the world.
Oh, that's a cute. I like that name, Gigi.
Yeah. Her name is Gianna.
Oh, cute.
Mm-hmm. But yeah. So if anyone ever has these TikTok stories, please send them my way.
And please send them my way too, because I'm not on there. And like, if you see it on, like, if I can still open the link, obviously I'll look at it on Safari, like an old, yeah, like an elderly, me AF. Me like an old AF. Person. But yeah, send me them too.
Yes. And that is your short anonymous, because it ended up being a long episode. Am I surprised?
We talk so freaking much.
God, I know. But, you know, listen, I hope you all enjoyed it. We went on a hypocrisy tour. Then we went on a clown tour. We gave it all. All right. So say, give us the 5 stars. You know, like we said, grab the phone of whoever you're going to be around this holiday time and give us that review, please. Help us out. We're trying to get to 400. I feel like we're close. Get us there, please. And with that, Lavina, where can the people find you?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at LPavs with 2 S's.
Love it. And of course, Lavina is so funny on Twitter, y'all. So follow her.
Oh, my God.
And if you love RHAP edits, you know who's making them.
Yeah.
All the video edits. Okay.
It's love to edit. I think my bio says editor girl.
Which is true. I think you're so good at
Thank
it.
You.
And as for me, of course, you can find me on the Below Deck Bravo TV Wrap Ups feed where I talk Below Deck Med with Chappelle. We are going on a 2-week hiatus because the show said we're giving you a break. But check that out. We're also go live on YouTube. So if you want to see our pretty faces, we're there. And I guested on the 90 Day Fiancé The Other Way Tell All. With Puya. So we did 3 episodes. Check that out. And I was on Renap. Oof. Yes. We talked round and round the Hanukkah show, a movie, sorry. And of course, the podcast got crazy at the mailbag. Check that out. And I'm sure I was other places. I don't know. Just follow me on Twitter at funsize_04 to know everything else I'm doing. Thank you so much for listening. And thank you, Lavina. Bye.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.